Hi, this is Amelia Lilly, and you're listening to Siren Radio on Royal Radio.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, you're a store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now. My baby, crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's alright, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, you're a store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running. Play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's alright, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Ah, the wonderful Cracklin' Rosie and Neil Diamond, and we have got the Cracklin' Amelia. Mamily, no, I won't go any further with respect to that. Amelia, no, not Amelia Lilly, she launched the show. Thank you, Amelia. We've got Lincolnshire's Amelia, the host, of course, of Royal Radio. That's what you're listening to. That's what it says on the script here. It's Amelia Chambers.
Hello, Alex.
Good. See, we worked on that. I knew it would work.
What a build-up.
Exactly. You know, this is a comedy. The secret is all in the timing. And we welcome to Royal Radio a newbie, Amelia, a brand new possible successor to the awesome Lauren, who is off to Newark. I know, it's fate worse than death. But we say a hearty hello and welcome to a final year English undergraduate, soon-to-be graduate, reading English, all the way from just outside Birmingham. It is the awesome Bethany Gulliver. How are you, Bethany?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, very well indeed. And Bethany, you're quite a keen theatrical soul, I believe.
I love theatre.
So when I was talking about working in that sort of area and developing various other bits of music, I said, how about sitting in on this and maybe joining the actual Royal Radio team? You were quite excited.
Definitely. That's pretty good.
So, first question. Have you been to the new Theatre Royal Lincoln in your 2.5 years in Lincoln?
I haven't, and I cannot believe I haven't, well, because I love it. But it's just, I think finding the time as a student, I'll pretend I've done lots and lots of work instead. But I'm definitely very keen to go this year. We were saying last year at my house to go to the pantomime, and I feel like we just have to this year. It's like something we definitely have to do before we leave.
You see, Amelia?
She said it on air now.
Exactly.
So she has
critical lines are in from that point. But before we move into the first piece of music, which ties in with all manner of things, it actually ties in the pantomime with Quadrophenia, the album live.
Wow.
I know. People said it could not be done, but we are going to attempt to do it. Children in Need took place recently, which I always think is like the firing pistol to Christmas. I'm like, oh, no. Why can't you just... Why the same time every year? But the new Theatre Royal Lincoln was actively involved with this, was it not?
It was indeed. We were honoured To be asked to be the venue for the East Midlands, which was broadcast locally and nationally, which was crazy. But no, it went really well. So it was last Friday. Full team was in. It was very busy. It was a totally different experience for me to be watching something like live TV. It's very different because there's lots of silent time and waiting, and then everybody's excited, and then everybody's told to shush. So no, it was
lots of people walking around with clipboards.
Loads of clipboards.
It's
everywhere.
It's a BBC thing.
Oh, okay.
But you bring clipboards here if you wish, but you know,
I'll put mine away. No, it was exceptional. Pudsey was there. The most moving bit for us was when local school children all took to the stage and sang a song from The Greatest Showman. And they'd actually, lots of schools had come together from Lincolnshire, but all of the other regions as well had done the same song. So then on the on BBC One, the live show was showing clips from each region around the UK, and New Theatre Royal featured. So we were all ecstatic about that, and it was just a really nice vibe in the theatre. Lots of new faces. It was a full house. There was some lip sync battle with some other radio presenters. Maybe we could do that, Alex. Who knows?
Works so well. Exactly.
But no, it was just really exciting, and it was great for us as a venue, obviously, but also great for Lincoln because it hadn't been chosen as a venue before, and I think that shows where we've come in the last couple of years as a venue to be taken seriously like that. So no, it was an honour to be involved, really.
And also great for the children in need, of course.
Yes, I think about £3,000 was raised from the night, so that was great.
Which is excellent stuff. Mm-hmm. Did you watch the Children in Need marathon?
I watched
Bethany?
Bits of it.
Yeah, I watched bits of it. I watched a bit with Doctor Who, and that's it, really. Sorry.
Yeah, that's
it's interesting because, I mean, I'm citing it. I was involved back in the days of Television Centre in the 1980s with some of the Children in Need thing there. So I've seen Pudsey Burr up close, and somehow my life's never been the same. But it's great to see that it was working and continues to work. And as you said, it's a win-win situation. It's good for Lincoln, good for the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, and of course, even better
fantastic
news for the
other
bits and pieces, which is great stuff on that side of things. Okay, as mentioned, without the aid of a safety net, the next piece of music attempts to connect two shows, not one, but two shows, all performing at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln on Royal Radio.
I used to wake up in the morning, I used to feel so bad. I got so sick of having sleepless nights, I went and told my dad. He said, son, now here's some little something, and stuck them on my wall. And now my nights seem quite so lonely. In fact, I don't feel bad at all. Pictures of Lily, Lily, oh Lily. Lily, oh Lily. Pictures of Lily. Yeah.
Unless, of course, you're referring to Amelia Lilly, who, of course, is in pantomime, at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln. I suspect the answer to this might be no, but are tickets still available?
Yes.
Oh.
Limited availability throughout Christmas week. That's a bit crazy that we've got some sellouts, but tickets are available, so...
When's the last pantomime you went to go and see?
Probably only a couple of years ago. I used to go every single year with my grandma, like around Christmas, and it was highlight of my year. But then I haven't actually been the past few years. I think she probably decided I was too old for it. But I don't think.
Well,
no one's too old for panto. I think you've just got to accept it. It's a great family tradition, but. Yeah. We often find that people go, oh, I'm not sure about it, and they'll come as a group and think, wow, this is...
I love it.
It's just fun. It's lighthearted humour, isn't it?
And as far as the Lincoln area is concerned, it's the only theatre that's putting on a traditional pantomime.
Yes. It's the longest running traditional pantomime.
I mean, the Drill Hall, it's not a pantomime. You know, I mean, I know they're pushing the basis that it's...
It's Peter Pan. Yeah,
there we are. Well, that's not really a pantomime, is it? Sorry, Phil Hamlin Williams. You know, but, you know, just a case. And of course, it's a great notion that as far as the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, important venue that is, and much loved person that Julie Ellaby actually happens to be in the rest of the sort of system.
Yes.
But it's a Christmas show, and there are pains to constantly say it is a Christmas show. It's not the P word.
Yes, no, she won't have it if I mention the fact that it's a it's not going to happen.
It's as bad as saying LPAC as opposed to Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. It's that kind of level of non-PC-ness. So
Christmas show it is.
Critical, that's right. So again, well worth seeing. And just a reminder, if people have been hibernating for the last few months and so on, we have Amelia Lilly as the Unicorn Fairy. It's not to love.
Exactly. Oh. Who doesn't like unicorns?
Oh, right. And there's a lead into that, which I'm not even going to follow through, Amelia, because it's just not there.
Okay.
Chris Johnson, of course, as Muddles, a much beloved person, and indeed a Royal Radio man who indeed came up with this little line for us.
It's Royal Radio. It's Siren Radio. I'm Chris Johnson, and you have ears. Enjoy.
Thank you. We do. But you've also got Joey Howard, Nurse Flossie, and Sophie Gowdy. She's from Liverpool. Cowdy. It doesn't really matter, does it? Cowdy. Yes. Calm down. Snow White. So great stuff. And the Wicked Queen is being played by?
Paige Cook.
There you are.
The beautiful Paige Cook. They're going to have to do some serious makeup on her, I think, to make her look like a Wicked Queen.
Oh, I was going to say, that's some sort of...
No, she is. She's beautiful.
Right, well, there we are. Right. Okay, so, yeah, dial it back, basically.
Yes.
December the 7th is when it starts, 7 p.m. from that point of view. It goes all the way to, actually, the Russian Orthodox Christmas, which is January the 6th.
That's right.
Just in case you've got any Russians who might sort of fancy a very early Christmas treat there.
Yes,
precisely.
That's true.
Then that's worth considering. Again, double shows, treble shows on Saturday the 15th and the 16th of December. That I always feel, I think, and the following, for the cast, when you're on a triple whammy on a day,
yes,
that's the one I'm
three show days
Like
are incredible. Mm. And I think the first into the second, literally the tabs, the curtains come down, and then quickly everybody goes, right, let's start again. The audiences leave. And the audiences come back, and then we start again.
Then that's the beauty of theatre. Every show is different. Every slice of life that we actually get there is different, unique and special.
That is the beauty of live theatre, and that is the beauty of panto. You never know what you're going to get.
Precisely. And then, as if by magic, of course, once the 6th of December has actually passed through, or 6th of January even, let's get the right month, I don't know, it's what they say, Saturday the 12th of January, 7:30 p.m, Carpenter's Gold.
Yes, and this looks like a fantastic show.
The musical brilliance of Richard and Karen Carpenter live in concert. Obviously not with Karen Carpenter because she died many years ago. Sorry, Karen.
I mean, if she did appear, then it would be a sellout.
We'd get Psychic Sally back to actually tell the tale. She'd talk about that no end of time for that point of view. But they do. They have produced so many classics over the years. But and yet there's one classic which isn't listed here. I mean, we've got Top of the World. We've only just begun. Goodbye to Love. Please, Mr. Postman. Close to You and Only Yesterday. But we haven't got this next one, Amelia.
Go on.
I'm shocked, quite frankly, because it starts off with a joyous radio station.
All Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our All Request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear?
We've been observing your Earth.
Hey, babe, I'm sorry. I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe. So let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, we... There's...
A contact with you. Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Planetary craft.
an ideal world at the Linkage Agriculture Society, you'd actually have calling occupants of interplanetary craft blasting out of the speakers when we go to the food and gift fair. I don't think Jane's going to go for it somehow, Jane Southall.
You can pitch it.
Do you think so?
I'll let you do that.
I still think she's actually sort of dialing back a wee bit for the shock, astonishing fact that she didn't actually win Best Businesswoman of the Year scenario, which I really thought she was going
that's
to.
That's true,
actually.
I thought she was going to win too.
Yeah, it's all right, Jane, there's always another year. Mm-hmm. Not that she listens to Royal Radio because her son's got married recently, so it's understandable. She's got other fish to fry, you know, unless we're sort of hashtag mentioned for Jane Southall. Anyway, we love you anyway, Jane. Let's move on. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Possibly, it might emerge, because, I mean, Carpenter's Gold on the 12th of January could well incorporate that, but it's one of those more esoteric Carpenter's numbers, I feel.
Mm.
Anyway, tickets available for that?
They are. Our new season has launched, so tickets are available on our website and through our box office.
And even the following Friday for McCartney, the show. Now, it's not Sir Paul himself, but it is one of those tributes. Just as we said, it's not the Carpenters as there. But again, the quality of tribute bands and tribute artists and people who actually work through the songs has improved markedly. Or maybe it's just the selection that you put together at the...
I think it's a bit of both. Yeah. I think maybe when people think tribute, they think... dodgy costume and somebody just thinking, oh, I can be them.
Exactly.
When it
like
really,
karaoke.
Yes.
But worse.
But worse. Like me pretending I'm Dolly Parton on a night out singing 9 to 5. But it's not. These people are one fantastic artist in their own right. So I think that's what we go for. We are lucky enough now to be able to pick and choose the very best that's out there. So when people are looking through the brochure, they must know that there's no weak link here. They are great people in their own right. So if you are a fan of that music, then that's just another plus.
And the man who is Paul McCartney is PJ Jackson. Is it Peter Jackson? You mean the man who's actually done King Kong and The Hobbit and the recent wonderful look back at World War One? No, Peter John Jackson.
I was going to say, if it is, wow.
Exactly.
What a skill set.
Obviously, being from New Zealand has all sorts of added bonuses, but no, it's not. It's not the director, Peter Jackson. It is indeed Peter John Jackson from actually the musical Let It Be, or the song Let It, which was there, obviously, it's an awful title as well. The song recreates, or the show recreates, the masterworks of Sir Paul McCartney and the Beatles, including over 40 hits, Band on the Run, Can't Buy Me Love, Yesterday, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Hey Jude, na 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 na.
One of my favourites. Yeah.
And after Paul McCartney's little tune, which probably won't be sung on the 18th of January because of the title, really. I mean, it'd be far too late for you, unless he's really thinking ahead for that. But Amelia, you said, yeah, put it in because it is.
Because it's Christmas Eve now.
Exactly. It is Christmas Eve. Now, that's the routine.
Christmas
it's for our Yorkshire listener. You know, it's it is Christmas now. Well, after we hear Paul McCartney with Wonderful Christmas Time, we'll be hearing a special interview that we did with Santa Claus himself.
Wow.
I know, Santa Claus on Royal Radio. Whoa.
Only get the best.
Indeed. And who said it was too early to start playing Christmas music? Not us.
Right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here, that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. Thank you.
for simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The word is out about the town, so lift your glass. We're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Say the next guest needs no introduction, because every time we say Happy Christmas, we think of Santa Claus, and it is Santa Claus. Santa, you're here. You're connecting with us. How are you?
I am indeed. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Oh, always delightful to actually say, hopefully fairly nice, but not too naughty. But all those lists will be actually on, and I know you'll check it twice, so all will be well from that point of view.
I will. I always check my list twice, yes.
Well, exactly. Now, I mean, we're heading round to clearly the busiest time of the year for your good self. And the great news is that the Royal Mail are actually helping you in terms of coordinating these huge requests across the globe.
They are indeed. I mean, the Royal Mail have been helping me for 55 years, which is absolutely wonderful of them. I mean, their elves are superb. They really are.
And no issues with health and safety, obviously.
None at all.
We'll have to work our way through that, indeed.
Dear, you've been reading Christmas crackers again, haven't you?
It's the only way forward, because what some people wish it could be Christmas every day, apart from yourself, presumably, because you'd be working far too hard then. You need a time machine.
Well, it is Christmas every day for me, so I don't mind, really.
Now, as we said, Royal Mail has played a special part at Christmas for over 50 years, but the key thing is ensuring that letters are addressed correctly, and certainly if people wish to actually send letters to your good self, Santa, it's very important that they actually write using the correct address, otherwise they may just get lost.
It is indeed. We try not to lose any letters that come towards the grotto, but sometimes we do. So if they put the correct address on them, then that's the best way to do it. Would you like to hear the address?
I think that will be absolutely essential, Santa, please.
Wonderful. Well, don't forget to put your return address, because I do like to write back to you occasionally, so put your return address and stamp the envelope and send your letters to Father Christmas, Santa's Grotto, Reindeer Land, XM45HQ. And if you haven't got all that, go to the website royalmail.com/Santa Mail, and everything's explained on there.
That is exactly what we actually needed. And presumably you also have the magical power of being able to read all the letters yourself and indeed ensure that appropriate actions are taken in each case.
I do. I read all the letters. Mrs. Claus reads the letters too, just to make sure that I've seen them all as well. And then we distribute them to the elves so we know which toys to make. That's the easiest way to do it these days.
And the exciting thing, of course, is that the Royal Mail will be revealing the most definitive guides to what children really want for Christmas, with a top 10 list of the most wished for toys. What do you think might be on that list, Santa? Or can you not say at this stage?
Well, I think, my estimation is that there's going to be lots of Harry Potter things up there. There's always Harry Potter these days. Lego, always very popular. And I think for the younger children, I think we're going to have soft toys and Paw Patrol. That's my tips for this year.
Oh, exciting. And there was, I think it was just going to be an orange and a pair of socks, but never mind.
Oh, no, no, we've moved on from the Victorian times.
Santa, it has been awesome sharing some airtime with your good self. I know you're very, very busy, but have you got a message that you'd like to give to the listeners of Siren Radio from your good self, Santa Claus?
Well, I would just like to wish everyone at Siren a very, very happy Christmas and a happy and healthy
so often. I think I'm somebody else completely differently, but still, never mind. It's Royal Radio. That's the name of the show. That's all you need to know, for heaven's sake. We have Amelia Chambers, and we also have Bethany Gulliver in the studio with us, doing magical material and keeping people informed of the delights that happen almost on a day-by-day basis. No, I'll scratch that. On a day-by-day basis at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln. For instance, if you consider that the average ticket price is £20, you might wonder, where does that all go to? Shall we tell them, Amelia? Shall we break it down for them?
And actually break it down.
Well, tax, that's the government, take £3.56.
That's right.
The visiting company take £14.24.
They do.
So it's all bad. And just 40% actually of the running costs for the New Theatre Royal Lincoln are actually covered by ticket sales.
And yes, this is quite apt that we're talking about it this time, because
we've just had a budget, we've got Brexit, there's all sorts of things that are going to happen.
Well, yes, that, and it's panto time.
Yeah.
So pantomime is an in-house production at the New Theatre Royal, so it is NTR family production. And we have a number that we put on ourselves. So we have the Christmas pantomime, we have our Easter pantomime, which is going to be The Wizard of Oz this year. We have Comedy Night at the Royal, which is something that we do ourselves. And we have a variety show, which is in January, which we've just launched, which is 125 performers for 125 years of the New Theatre Royal, which is a bit of an epic task, but we're not fazed by it. We thought we're going to do a pantomime, and straight after we're going to put on a variety show. Why not? But the reason I'm saying that is because all of the profits from those ticket sales go directly back into our restoration fund. So they are go back into the theatre to support it for generations to come. Whereas the visiting companies, the shows are just as important to us, but they take the majority of the ticket sales. So we need to build that audience up throughout the year.
Because strangely enough, actors, professional actors, need to be paid as well.
Exactly.
And it's a shocker.
So that's where the split is. So sometimes when you see a full house, you think, wow, this is incredible for the theatre, which it is, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's profitable, which is why those in-house productions are so important to us.
And with running costs of £1,500 a day,
£1,500
a day, you need to negotiate that. However, plus side, since September 2016, 90,000 visitors.
Yes, and actually I've just edited that because we've done a new calculation. So
Numbergram.
Yes. So from September 2016, we've actually welcomed 110,000 people through the doors that have seen live theatre, which is pretty incredible, I think.
And 110,001 when Bethany...
Exactly.
Congratulations. 30 front of house volunteers, 21,000 people saw the Christmas pantomime Aladdin. Is that on course to be beaten, do you think?
It is. Yeah, do I dare say that? But we're up, which is great. So it's like where do we draw the line? How many people do we want to see it? But
take the roof off.
More seats. Yes, more
exactly.
Seats. No, we're in a good place, but we can always welcome more people to
the
theatre.
Of course. Okay. So Wizard of Oz coming up in Easter 2019. Your task now, Bethany and Amelia, is to decide, do you want Eva Cassidy, Judy Garland, Chet Baker, Jimi Hendrix, the Airmen of Note, or Christine and the Sid Lawrence Orchestra with their version of Over the Rainbow? Who are you going to go for? Are you going to go classic Judy Garland?
I think we go classic.
Right.
You're looking at me
I thought you'd gone Jimi Hendrix.
Is that what you want?
Amelia, it's your show. Honestly, it is your show. Let's face it, Toto, I get the feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you
don't know, Dorothy, but if you click your heels together and say there's no place like home, then there'll always be a winner for you. That's the important thing for that body. There'll always be a winner and always a home on Royal Radio. We've just been spending some time looking at a whole different side of things, which I can't say anything about because it hasn't been made public yet, so shh. But future
it's a
editions,
nice surprise that we can talk about perhaps in a couple of weeks about The Wizard of Oz.
It's frankly a lovely surprise, which I thought was just so amazingly awesome. I'm just sort of, again, just clicking with sheer delight my red shoes together in so many delightful ways.
I wonder what that noise was.
Yeah, exactly. Oops. There we are. Just, you see, that's the, if you don't give me an R from that particular aspect, oh, you know, there, that's... And there we are. You can also guess there what's coming through there. So I'm looking forward to great entrance in terms of this.
Brilliant.
For the listener, I'll simply say it possibly involves dogs. Okay.
Teaser.
Now, well, you've got to kind of look ahead to future issues.
You have,
but,
and that's what we do.
Easter 2019, of course, perfect family-friendly entertainment between the 13th of April through to the 23rd of April. And it's the Easter pantomime, The Wizard of Oz. Now, Bethany, have you ever been to an Easter pantomime?
No, I haven't. I thought that was a really nice novelty.
All these treats in store after you've completed your dissertation.
Yes, that's the rules. You have to finish your dissertation and then we'll let you in.
That's 2040. That'll get me through it, to be honest.
Exactly. So, Bethany, have you got anything you'd like to put to immediately now about the new Theatre Royal Lincoln? You've possibly had a look at the website, you've checked out some of the other bits and pieces, you've looked at some of the things that we've considered in Royal Radio. Now's your chance, really.
Is there anything Probably. You want to come and see?
Mm. Oh, yeah, definitely. I really want to see the Nutcracker.
Yes.
The live screening of
that. Yeah, the live screening. With so that's quite special.
But no Keira Knightley, because that's a different Nutcracker, of course.
Very different.
Very.
So that's something that is a little bit different that we offer at the theatre, a live screening from the Royal Opera House. So we're very lucky to have a live link up to a ballet of the Nutcracker. And that's actually in the new year, but that's already selling fast, I think, because it's just a classic. It's going to be beautiful.
Amazing.
Yeah.
The Royal Opera House screenings, of course, including The Queen of Spades on the 22nd of January, La Traviata on the 30th of January, and Don Quixote.
Is that how you say it?
Not Don Quixote, exactly. It's Don Quixote, as in Man of La Mancha, as in to dream the impossible dream.
I've not practised them
to
yet.
To reach the unreachable reach. Just channeling in my inner Peter O'Toole there, effectively.
Impressive.
What other theatre do you think you'd like to come and see?
What, this year?
Yeah. Any kind of styles of theatre that you
like? Literally, I'll watch anything.
Santa Chambers,
the theatre,
really.
Genuinely.
You test.
I love musicals. Okay. Do you ever have musicals?
We are just about to launch a new musical for next September that we're working with the Chaods again, which is a local amateur dramatic group, and we're just about to launch that. So on the next Royal Radio, we'll be able to announce that and probably get Ira or Janie back because we spoke to them last time because they did The King and I, which was beautiful and went exceptionally well. So we're going to do another one this year, another classic. So that will be good. I'll tick the box there for you. I think Although it's an Easter pantomime, The Wizard of Oz, our productions tend to be quite musical anyway, so yeah, I think you'll enjoy definitely. That. Although the whole cast hasn't been announced yet for The Wizard of Oz, we tend to look for, well, I say we, the royal we, Natalie, tends to look for people who are strong singers and dancers. So, yeah, I'm sure you'll be in for a treat with that. Then. Yeah.
That'll be good.
And, of course, Amelia Lilly will be in pantomime.
So yes.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, she is an incredible singer. So it's their day two of rehearsals. And as you can imagine, the theatre is a hive of activity. Everywhere you look, you've got a dancer warming up or somebody rehearsing lines. I actually put on Twitter the other day that I was battling over the kettle with a West End star, Amelia Lilly, and two TV presenters. So you just don't know what you're going to get when you go into the new Theatre Royal.
I trust they gave way and actually realised that, look, this is the Amelia Chambers. And yeah.
No, I just asked them to make me a drink. No. Yeah,
to which I suspect Amelia might have just responded.
Shut up and give me whatever you got.
I gather that fighting over a coffee, or indeed a kettle, Amelia Lilly didn't say, shut up and give me whatever you got, to Amelia Chambers.
No, she didn't.
Look, it's very polite, really. It's from Teesside, what do you expect? Sorry, but we know you're a Middlesbrough lass, and well said, Amelia. It's a shocker, as you know, when I did the interview with her, to find out she was also from Middlesbrough. Most people realise it doesn't exist, you know, it's there somewhere still. Lincoln, of course, exists, and that's why we've been celebrating the joy of the new Theatre Royal Lincoln on the show, which is Royal Radio, and it's time for us to effectively say farewell, happy trails, and, of course, the three-word catchphrase, which we end every Royal Radio production with, but not before Amelia media you have shared with us. How can people stay in touch with the New Theatre Royal Lincoln through the various socials, etc., etc.?
So many ways now. So
telepathy? Not quite.
Not quite yet. NewTheatreRoyalLincoln.co.uk is our website and has a full What's On listing there. You can visit us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, anywhere else.
Do you know, I've just seen on Thursday the 7th of February, Steve Steinman's Vampires Rock.
Vampires Rock. With Sam Bailey, who won X Factor.
Oh, well, she was good.
Yeah, it will
Most people who win X Factor usually are after fashion. If only for actually sort of making the viewer cry with emotion and Simon Cowell saying, once I'm going to have six people in the final. No, I'm going to have eight people in the final. I don't know. Still. I decided to actually treat. No, so I decided to catch up with Trash TV. So over the weekend, I actually watched both the first episode of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
That was really good. You can't deny that was good.
Particularly the free fall jump from on high. That was very interesting. Amazing. I'm still interested in the medical reasons why our chaser couldn't actually go into the snake pit. But anyway,
I'm not sure.
It's just a bye-bye thing. And, of course, X Factor, which was extraordinary.
Oh.
Anyway, enough of such stuff, because we're moving on from that point of view. Bethany will be returning, I hope, to further Royal.
Yes, we're going to arrange some shows that you can come and see. Amazing. Firstly, we need to get you in so you can have a tour of the theatre and perhaps meet the panto cast. Sounds good.
We will be doing that shortly. In fact, that's probably a teaser ahead to the next Royal Radio, which should be coming up before you know it, probably.
Yes.
It's still probably just ahead of the pantomime. That's it, then. Bethany says farewell, and Amelia is about to say farewell, but obviously it wouldn't be Royal Radio if we didn't actually use that three-word phrase to genuinely say farewell in theatrical terms. One, two, three.
Break a leg.
Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair of gold, starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you. Close to you.